In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Teresa Chiesa Burnaby, my mother, and for the repose of the soul of Henry Balaka. Henry Balaka was somehow related to me. Today, as we enter into these sacred mysteries, we're offering the Mass for the intention of vocations to holy orders. This is the opening Mass, the opening day of the vocation discernment weekend that's going on here within the Archdiocese, even during this time of pandemic, even during this, there's still a virtual retreat that is going on where all these young men throughout the Archdiocese who have heard the voice of God, who has been recognized in them by others, have been invited to go on this retreat. There are at least two young men from our own parish here who are assisting at this particular retreat. Even as we speak now, please keep them in prayer. Pray for them. If you're doing fasting on Fridays, like we always should be doing, hey, this is a great, great thing for us to be able to offer whatever sacrifice we are, no matter how small they are, whether it's the customary, which should be there, abstaining from meat on Fridays, or whether it's even, I'm not going to take an extra bit of helping of salt at this time, or seasoning, or I'm going to fast in these little small things, or even from the back of my own chair as I sit through Mass today for those few moments where I'm seated. Such little things that we do with God for great love for Him, He can do amazing things through. So today, as we go through this, what is the point of our Lord's scripture here? When our Lord is speaking, as He's talking about in parables to the disciples who were there, and He later on explained them all, but to the masses He didn't, so that it would be hidden, and only those who really desired to listen to the Spirit, which God was speaking forth upon them, sending forth His breath, His Spirit down upon them, they would come to understand. What's the point of these agrarian homilies that He's given us today, these parables? He's saying here, in both of these messages, He's saying, you don't get it. The kingdom of God is not something that's meant for you to master. It's not for you to understand the kingdom of God. It's not for you to manipulate the kingdom of God. It's not on you to hold the kingdom of God and somehow push it forward. The kingdom of God is that which is directed and orchestrated and grown and given in massive growth beyond what you and I can even see by God Himself. Your only movement, my only movement, is what? If we're not the growers, if we're not the tenders, if we're not the ones who cause these things to go, and we have no idea how they spring forth to begin with, just like the plant, then what is our role? It's just to say yes. That's it. Just to say yes, God. God, do it in me. God, let growth happen. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done. Isn't that what we're about to pray right here as we celebrate the Eucharist? Just to say yes. Say yes. It's the same thing with those who are going in their vocations, those who are here tonight, those who are praying with us as well. It's the very same thing. Every vocation is absolutely different. Everyone. Every vocation is different from one another. You see that our Lord never repeats a single vocation, although there's a rhyme that happens with them. There's a certain tune that is played in the same way, and there's similarities. In fact, last night I was on the phone with a man I had not spoken to probably about 5 years. We were closest of friends during our time in the seminary, and often confused for one another. They thought we were twins in the seminary. Our life stories were almost exactly the same. Our appearances were almost exactly the same. And there was only a month that separated us and this man and I. And so we spoke about these things, yet our vocations have taken wildly different movements. He's preparing to be a Jesuit, and still, despite the fact that we began at the same time, he's still at least 5 years away from ordination, if not more. It's because Jesuits are crazy. Just the reality. And I've already been a priest for at least 7 years now, or something like that. Somebody else will tell me if I'm right or wrong on that. So within our vocations, they're different, absolutely different. We don't know how they're born forth. You don't know what words you're going to say that is going to help inspire somebody to dig deeper within their soul to find their vocation. I don't know either. But God knows. God knows what He is doing, and He's the one giving you. So the thing that you and I are praying for is not for an increase of the numbers of vocations, not even merely for the ones who are called, that they would indeed become holy vocations, although we are praying for that. We're praying merely for those young men to just be willing to say yes. Just be willing to say yes. Just to have the direction of yes to Jesus. That's it. That's all that we're asking for. And that little bit of openness, that little bit of openness is all that's necessary, all that's sufficient to change the entirety of the world. Because isn't that what happened when a young girl in the town of Nazareth, who had dedicated her life to God, who was there knitting as she prepared during her scripture reading, she was visited by an angel, and the only response she had was yes. And the whole rest of the creation, the whole rest of the universe, is still reverberating with the power of that single yes. Such for all vocations. As these young men prepare to present themselves to God, listen to their Father Tranmere, listen to Father Nemchek, listen to the Archbishop when he speaks to them individually, it's just for that movement, if I'm called, reply. This Mass is offered for that purpose. Our Lord begins his kingdom in such a small little way that you can't even believe that anything would come from it. Most of us as priests think the same thing about ourselves. Not just when we were saying yes at the beginning, but even to this day. And yet, beyond our own inability, God is able to work amazing things. So we put our trust in him. At the bottom of the notes of this live stream, you'll find a prayer for vocations. In lieu of saying that whole thing right there, let's just pray an Ave, asking Our Lady to open them up to it as we wear her vestments today, as we offer this Mass to our Lord, just as she offers all things. Let's turn to her as she joins us in our petition for these vocations as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.